high-minded design goals aside, the core loop of any game is all about triggering that dopamine hit, whether by killing zombies or upgrading your island home. Games work because they stimulate the pleasure center in our brains. So here's a challenge. Could a game get players to invest in an experience that is awfully, dreadfully boring?
My name is Simon Parkin. I am a British journalist. I first heard about the video game Desert Bus on the internet. It was designed by the magicians Penn and Teller, kind of as a commentary on, I guess, the idea that video games can get you to do quite boring things for quite a long amount of time. They wanted to see how far they could push that. And so in this game, you have to drive a bus down a very boring, straight road that very occasionally veers one way or the other. It doesn't take any skill to play the game particularly. I think a child would be able to do it well. The only thing it's testing really is your endurance and your resilience to boredom. I don't think I've ever played a game as monotonous as Desert Bus. It takes 8 hours to score just one point. And I think there's something funny about that. There's something weirdly heroic. There's a group of friends who got together, they wanted to raise some money for charity, and they were trying to figure out a way that they could make some money playing a video game for charity. And they came up with the idea of revisiting this game, Desert Bus, which had been recently rediscovered. So yeah, they seized on this game. They said, look, we're going to see for how long we can play Desert Bus during a 1, 2, 3 day stretch. You can watch what we're doing, donate your money and cheer us on, all of that kind of thing. And they've been doing that for a number of years now. And fun is such a nebulous word, and it means different things for different people, I think. I think probably a truer word to use about video games is challenge, that, you know, video games issue us with a challenge, and the sense of elation that we get when we overcome that challenge is what we probably classify as fun a lot of the time. And the challenge that Desert Bus issues to its players is so extreme that it almost becomes alluring. You know, how many hours can I do this very monotonous drive back and forth? How can I challenge myself? It's almost, there's something marathon-esque about it, you know, except without the leg cramps and all of that stuff.
Journalist Simon Parkin on the game Desert Bus.